Hi, I'm Natalie.
I'm Lena.
And I'm Sean. We are three friends who all love film and thought it would be cool to discuss movies from our perspective.
We rate movies in terms of how drunk you need to be to enjoy them.
We call it the Martini Scale.
What's up, ladies?
Hello.
Hello.
Happy Singles Awareness Day.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my
gosh. I wonder when I won't have to celebrate that anymore.
You know what? It doesn't matter because we have a special episode, and this year we thought we would celebrate all the single people listening to the show. And you know what? If you're not single and you're listening to the show, it's fine. You're welcome too. But it is what it is. We're all single this year, and we thought we'd have a special kind of like anti-Valentine's Day episode, if you will.
I love it.
And the title of this episode was The Only Rule. So movies for single people. And you could interpret that however you want to, which I think we've all done. Except Natalie gave us one direction that neither Lena nor I could pick Call Me By Your Name. Also now known henceforth as The Silence of the Lambs, apparently.
I mean, I wasn't going to pick that movie anyways.
I wasn't either. It's fine. Yeah. We're going to talk about that in another episode coming up, though. So don't you worry. But ladies, how was the Super Bowl?
Tom Brady, man. Like,
yeah.
With this guy. What do you do with him? He's going to win every time. Like, I don't understand why people still doubt that he's the greatest of all time.
Yeah. I didn't watch it.
Doubt it.
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah. People want. Well, I guess they don't doubt it. They want.
Doubt. I think they want a different outcome.
Yes.
Sure.
Know that that's probably going to be.
But like, I guess what I'm saying is like, it's funny that people still like bet against him. Like, yeah. I get it if you're a Kansas fan, of course you're going to bet against the Buccaneers, but like people that bet against Tom Brady is like, why?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think people learned that lesson tonight. So
I did not watch it. I heard The Weeknd is really bad.
Ugh.
Like really boring.
Also, why this guy? His music isn't like pump me up music.
His music is like bland, like R&B. I don't know.
I like his music.
Yeah, I like it.
But you know, do I listen to his music and I'm like, God, I can't wait to see him in concert? Not really, you know.
Yeah, no.
So,
well, just keep in mind that Beyonce Beyonce, one of like the greatest entertainers of all time, had to share a performance with Bruno Mars and Coldplay. Don't forget that.
Yeah.
I also have some fun trivia about Tom Brady, which I thought was kind of interesting. These are the businesses that advertised during his first Super Bowl. Are you ready?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
AOL. Oh, it gets better. Blockbuster.
Wow.
Radio Shack.
Mm-hmm.
Circuit City.
Mm-hmm.
Comp USA.
I don't even know what that is.
Sears. Hot Jobs and Gateway Computers.
Oh my God. Wow. Hot Jobs.
Yeah, remember Hot Jobs?
That was that was Hot Jobs.
I actually had like a Gateway computer.
I think it became monster.com. Yeah. Oh,
okay.
I actually had a Gateway computer. Where I opened my AOL mail on.
That's right. Remember when you had to like go into the store and like you could like get your computer and then they shipped it to you in like 6 weeks or something. Now you just go to the Apple store and you're like, I want that one. You take it home and you're good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wild times.
What's that?
Wild times.
Wild. Completely wild times.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So Natalie, tell us what we're drinking on this fine Valentine's episode we got here.
I do want to preface this because, Lena and I may be very drunk at the end of this episode.
I think I'm drunk now.
As I take each sip, I'm like, I feel it within 15 seconds of taking that sip.
I still don't know how you have your sweatshirt on. I'm sweating over here.
Yeah, I'm going to have to take it off soon.
What are we drinking? What's happening over there?
So,
first of all, before I start, I wish you could see Natalie because she has this like starlight bulb thing happening in her room on screen, and it's just weird because it literally like it goes over your face every so often, which I'm not
I wish that one little piece didn't go over my face. I mean,
there's like I like the ones in the background. It's definitely entertaining with like the purple,
just
but then there's like it crosses your face.
Yep.
I wish the people could see it.
It's getting in my eye. Anyways, this is you know, I was thinking I wanted to make a martini for folks who are celebrating Singles Awareness Day. And, you know, really wanted to get it done in one martini. And this is called the Martini for One. And
like the party for one?
like a party for one.
Okay.
And it's probably really only going to take one martini to.
It's got like 100 martinis in one.
It's going to make you forget you ever felt bad, probably ever, I would imagine. I mean, we'll see how this goes in this podcast, but it's got 151 proof rum, Malibu rum, vodka, pineapple juice, and fresh squeezed orange juice and cutie orange juice.
Wow, that sounds intense.
A little cutie, so I squeezed that in there too.
And
so,
what do we call it?
Martini for one.
Oh, it's the martini for one. Okay.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, it's gonna
remind
it's
me
gonna
of one of my
really
favorite.
Get it done.
One of my favorite Carly Rae Jepsen songs, "Party for One." Good times. Mm. Okay. All right, so we've got some fun episodes coming up. Let's tease the people a little bit. We have a new format we're going to try in a couple weeks, which we're really excited. That's all we're going to tell you, though. But we think you're going to like it. With respect to this episode, so I'm going to tell you guys before we start how I've divided the movies up. And then you can tell me, you can tell me if you guys have kind of like a theme or if you're just going to dive right in. I have, and I'm not going to talk about every single, I'm going to just list them. I'm not going to talk about every single one, but I do have a lot of movies. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 movies that I want to.
Oh my God.
That's like, I know you guys are going to have like your honorable mentions and all your bullshit. And so I'm like, you know, I'm just coming.
I have a list of 35 that I narrow down to 11.
There you go. See, I knew it.
I took this obviously very differently.
You always do. You think about it too much. For days I was asking her. She's like, I only have 4. I'm like, how do you have 4?
All right. So I'm going to tell you guys the categories because I've broken these down into 3 categories. Okay. So categories for me are general, like romantic comedy type movies that I think are just great to watch when you're single. Mm-hmm. I have movies for people who are sexually frustrated. Mm-hmm. And then I have movies for people who are bitter. Okay. And so those are the 3 categories that I have placed all of my movies into. Mm-hmm. So we can go about this however we want to. I think it's going to be
fun.
Yeah, I
don't have things that fit in those categories.
It's fine. I don't expect you to. That's how I'm breaking mine down.
Okay.
And so, Natalie,
can you narrow it down to like 5 and then we do like honorable mentions afterwards, or
no,
how do we do this then?
I think I'm gonna do my general fun list, like my general, like, you know, here's the just great romantic comedies that I think are gonna make you feel good. Mine are all meant to make you feel better. That's like the through line in all of them. So you're gonna watch my movies and you're just gonna feel better about your life, regardless of whether it's like whimsically romantic, if you're bitter, if you haven't got laid in a long time, like you're gonna feel better if you watch these movies, I promise.
Okay.
But isn't that like feel good movies that we did already? Do you have the same repeats on there?
No, I don't think so. No, these aren't necessarily feel good movies. Okay. I mean, you'll feel less bitter after you watch them, I think. You know, whatever. Anyway, I'll go first with my category.
You're going to go through your 9.
No, I'm going to go through my first 4.
Oh, okay.
And then maybe Natalie can do one of her 3 movies that she picked, and then Lena.
Oh, I just meant you're going to say all your 9, though.
I was going to say.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm going to be really quickly. I'm already drunk, too. I'm going to be really quick. Like, I'm not going to spend a lot of time discussing these because they're not like Oscar caliber performances on any level. So my first list.
Natalie, how are you? Do you have enough to fill what is going on with you?
Not really, but I'll make it work. We're changing it up.
Nancy, I don't know why I just called you Nancy. Natalie is like the most. That's going to be your new name on the show. It's fine. Great. Nancy Michelli. It's cool. It's like your alter ego. I kind of like it. Because you're just bitter. Like, but this was a very simple assignment. It wasn't meant to be.
I know, but also we've never done one of these shows where we have a list of
category
movies in different categories. So why you're doing something new and being like, oh, like you feel weird about it? Why? Like, because every episode we do, we have a top 5. Even if we can't exactly order those, we have like 5.
Well, then Lena has like 12 honorable mentions that we talk about like for the last.
No, I only have the 11 because I'm going to fly by the seat of my pants because none of them are like, you know, I did this for this episode. So it's like, yeah. I can number them if we need to, but I kind of don't want to. I kind of just want to like say one because I'm worried that we're going to have doubles. So I want to make sure that I don't say the same one.
Maybe. I think the ones in my first list, I think you guys might have doubles. Like you guys might have them on your list too. So we don't have to talk about them.
Let's spoil those early.
Yeah. All right. So mine are these are like the basic rom-coms that I think are just great to like watch. I don't know. And just like appreciate the singleness and whatever.
Okay.
So the first one is like one of the most obvious ones just from the title alone. And I feel like maybe one of you guys introduced me to this movie, but it's called How to Be Single.
Yes.
Did you make me watch this, Lena?
Probably. I really like this movie. It's okay. Not on my list, but
it's a great movie. Set in New York. It's got some great actors in it. It's just fun, silly, whatever. It's a good time. Next up,
super cute.
The Sweetest Thing. I love this movie. It's one of my all-time favorite rom-coms. There's like a musical number that's fantastic. Cameron Diaz, we all love it, whatever. Next up, Wedding Date. J-Lo, Matthew McConaughey, perfect romantic comedy. It's got like that formulaic,
It's not that movie.
They fall in love.
The Wedding Date is Deborah Messing.
Oh my God, but I love that one too. Maybe I'll change it. I meant to say The Wedding Planner. The
Wedding Planner?
I get them confused all the time too.
But I love The Wedding Date too. You know what? I'm going to stick with The Wedding Date. The J-Lo movie is great too, but you know what? I love the Deborah Messing and what's his name? Dylan McDermott. I think, isn't it?
Dermot Mulroney.
No.
Whatever. I always get them confused. Talk about getting things confused.
The other names are hard.
It's the whiskey. It's fine. Who is it? Dermot Mulroney?
Mulroney, yeah.
Okay. And then Deborah Messing, not Deborah Winger. I don't know what's going on. Wedding Date, great times. And then last in this little section is Crazy Rich Asians because it's hopeful and fun and whimsical. And I just, it's one of my favorite rom-coms of all time.
None of those are on my list.
Cool. Natalie,
out of my list of 35, they were in there, but not in. I kicked them out.
Were all of them on your list of 35?
No, only two. Okay,
which ones?
Sweetest Thing and How to Be Single.
Okay,
because How to Be Single, I was like, this is too obvious. But
okay. Yeah.
So Lena, what out of your 9 you said you have or 11? How many?
Yeah, I have I have 11 that I narrowed down to.
Okay, throw a few of them out there.
35. So what?
Throw a few of them out there.
Okay, the first one I'm going to throw out is Reality Bites. 90s movie, kind of like feeling like, you know, the teenager love struck kind of thing. And then another one.
Sharona. I love the soundtrack of that movie. The Lisa soundtrack Loeb. Is like one of the best soundtracks of any movie of all time.
Oh, yeah. I had that soundtrack and I played it all the time. I loved that soundtrack.
Me too.
Great soundtrack. And another soundtrack based movie I'm going to say is Once.
Oh, never seen that. What is that?
Oh, you've never seen Once?
Uh-uh.
It's guy and girl. And I believe they're in Ireland. Anyways, they're like musical artists or whatever. But it's great because they don't end up together. Spoiler alert. Sorry. But it's a great movie. With the music is great though. The music is like really phenomenal. Yeah.
Cool. Did you just take a sip of your martini?
Yeah, I did.
I can see that.
Okay. Sorry.
Anything else before we let Natalie talk about one of her 3 movies?
And then I guess I'll throw out one because I didn't know if I was going to say it or not, but Just Friends.
I contemplated putting that on my list.
Yeah.
I have never seen that. That's with Ryan Reynolds and
Anna Faris.
Yeah. I was thinking a different one.
I feel like we've talked about this before. Isn't it Scarlett
Johansson? We have on the Christmas episode.
Isn't it Scarlett Johansson?
No, Anna Faris.
Anna Faris and Ryan Reynolds.
And Amy Smart.
And Amy Smart, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I want to see it. I've never seen it.
Oh my God, it's fantastic. It's great. It's like, I forgot to mention it and put it on my Christmas list when we did our Christmas episode, and I felt really bad, and so I brought it up on a later episode, but that is like a must-watch every Christmas for me.
That's why I wanted to...
Yeah, it takes place during Christmas.
Oh, that's a gray line right there. That's a little gray area. Like, just if it takes place during Christmas, does it make it a Christmas movie? Like the Kristen Davis in the Wild?
It's much more Christmas than that.
Yeah, I know. But they called that movie Holiday in the Wild, and there's one scene in the holiday. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, one scene. This
what barely this is very much
because it takes place over like Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, you know.
Cheers.
Yeah.
Okay, do I get to go?
Yeah, you go.
Okay, my number five feels like it's older than it actually is, and it came out in 2001. And it's Two Can Play That Game. Have you guys seen this movie?
No. Oh, I feel like I maybe have.
No. Who's Vivica A. Fox?
No.
Never
seen it. Nope.
Yeah, no, so I don't think I've seen it. I'll read the log line because it's really funny. An arrogant career woman plays a series of heartless mind games with her boyfriend to put him in line, only to discover that he has a few tricks up his own sleeve. So it's kind of... I kind of, it reminds me a lot of like Sex and the City. So it's really surrounding Vivica A. Fox and her kind of being the leader of her group of friends and kind of telling them how to act when they're dating men and how to land them and how to keep them. And it's just really fun. And she breaks the fourth wall. So she's talking to the, you know, the audience the entire time and kind of walking them through, you know, her process and her mindset. And so the guy that she's dating kind of flips the switch on her. And so you kind of see her go through, you know, changing her role as like this, like very like dominant, like, you know, independent woman. And she's a little bit confused because she's not the one in control anymore. So it's just, it's a really fun movie. And I think it's one of those that it's like, you can open a bottle of wine and just watch it and laugh and have a good time.
Cool. I feel like I could have drank an entire bottle of wine when you were describing that.
I know.
Just look at the description.
Yeah.
It was a joke. Someone will get it. Okay. So Lena, could we at this point, Lena, are you laughing? What's happening?
She's trying to. Oh no, I just took it down the martini. Yeah, like burning my mouth.
So at this point, I feel like Lena and I could move into our top five because I have five left. They're not in that order. But I feel like we could do like five now. And then Natalie could do 4, 3, 2, 1 because she wants to stay in this rigid.
You can do whatever you want, boo-boo. Okay. I'm going to all keep saying my numbers, but.
Well, let me give my number.
If you guys want to do 3 or 4 at a time, that's fine.
I've got 5 left. So I'm saying I could just now go.
Well, that's
like...
how he started it. So that's how I did it. And now I'm all confused because you did it differently than we did. And so I'm like, I don't know.
It's there are no rules.
I can do whatever y'all want.
You know what? We're all individual single people. So there's no rules to our lives.
It's fine.
So we can do this however the fuck we want.
That's why I wanted to ask. I thought we were just going to say them and not in an order.
No, it's fine. Okay.
But you're saying number 5.
I was busting his ball.
Oh,
yeah, she was.
My God. Now it's like, well, I don't know how to do this now.
It's fine. You're going to be okay, sweetie. So I'm moving into my, for people who are sexually frustrated category now. And so the number, the fifth movie that I would mention, if we're counting down now to 1, this is, I think, so there's 2 of them that are out now, but there's going to be like 5 or 10 of them or something. I don't know. And the second one just came out recently and it was pretty bad, to be honest with you. But the first one is like classic. Like if you just want to watch attractive people hooking up, you should watch this movie. And it's called After. Have you guys seen this?
No, I haven't.
I think that guy is so...
Oh my God, he's so attractive.
He's really attractive.
He's so attractive.
I haven't watched the second one yet, but...
Yeah, the second one's whatever. I mean, it's just kind of more of the same. But the first one has like a special, I don't know, whatever to it. Because like it could have ended at that one and it'd been fine. And now they're just trying to carry it on. But yeah, it's just sex and chemistry and hot guy. And like just, yeah, trust me, you want to see this movie.
Okay. Lena? Yeah, I do love that movie. Okay, so my next one, whatever number or whatever we're doing, is going to be... It's gonna be a Jenny Slate and Jake. I know, it's obvious child. I love this movie.
Love that movie.
Talks about some really hard things, you know, one night stands, meeting new people. Such a singles movie, such a life, you know, movie. It's great.
What is it called?
Obvious Child.
Obvious Child.
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard of this film.
Oh, it's so fantastic. Like
we've mentioned it before.
I feel like we've because I think possibly. When we talk about Jake Lacy, we talk
yeah,
about
we movie. Love Jake Lacy, and I love him in this movie. He's just the best.
Interesting. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Cool. And Jenny Slate. Love Jenny Slate.
Really good movie.
Natalie, what is your number four?
So this is going to get into a theme of.
Oh, shit. Here we go.
Into Sean's theming.
Oh, God. Here we go.
this is a part of the you should be happy you're not in a relationship and be happy you're not in a relationship with this particular person.
Okay.
And that is the 2014 film Gone Girl.
Oh, I see. I like your thought process here. Mm-hmm. I'm enjoying this.
To me, this is like such a fun mm-hmm. movie. I think watching, especially like crazy people and what she did to her husband in this movie is just wild. So I think to me, it's one of those where it's like, you want him to be single and to get out of this relationship and he feels trapped. And you're like, if I'm by myself, that doesn't seem like a bad option compared to this. So that's where I was thinking on that one.
I like it.
It's a great movie.
I like it a lot. I like it a lot.
I love that movie. Mm-hmm.
That is a good movie. It's a good movie. Who is the woman in that? I always forget her name, but I love her.
Rosamund Pike.
Yes. But she also reminds me of Lily Rabe. No, maybe. Okay. I don't know.
Yeah, a little bit.
All right. I'm continuing on my for people who are sexually frustrated theme. And this is like such a cliched movie, but I think it's a trilogy. The only one that I enjoyed of these was the last one. And I think it's because they like travel the globe or whatever in it. And it's just like, it's just nonstop sex in glossy scenery. And like, there's a scene on like the boat and like, I don't know. I find this, the idea of the series like completely repulsive, but I think he's really hot. And so I'm totally into this movie for some reason. And it's 50 Shades Freed.
I like that you chose the last one. I feel like that's the worst one. I love
It's probably the worst one, but there's something about, I watched all of them at some various points. And mm-hmm. for some reason, that one is the one that I love the most. I love like the cinematography and like they're kind of traveling more in it. I don't know.
Yeah.
They're all the same movie again and again, but
yeah. I loved the first one. I don't care what.
Did you really?
I don't care what anyone says. Yeah, the first one was great.
I thought it was super fun. And it's like, I think they both really didn't take it that seriously. Like, I think they had fun with it. And it's funny. I'm just going to point out that you have now mentioned two Dakota Johnson movies on your list.
Oh
my God.
Snap judgment! Holy
Listen,
shit.
We've had sidebar conversations about his disdain for Dakota Johnson and how dare I bring up a movie that has Dakota Johnson in it.
No, it's true. And I'm the first to admit my hypocrisy anytime in life. I don't particularly enjoy her, but she's been in some great movies. So let me have my life. Let me live my life. Okay. Thanks.
Boo. I love her. Like, and I think I liked her.
I love her mom and dad.
And she's grown on me with every single performance I've seen her in. She's actually feels very like humble and real and fun and not too serious. And I actually really, really like her. I think it's a great choice. I like these movies.
I don't mind her. I mean, I think whatever I felt about her in the past, I rescind that. I take it back. I was wrong.
That's 4 days ago.
Was it 4 days ago? What did I
say? Then I challenge you to watch The High Note.
Oh, God. You're killing me, Smalls.
I literally saw it, and the whole time I was watching, I was like, I think Sean is going to flip over this movie.
Really?
Yes. I was like, you are going to be so fucking obsessed with this movie.
Huh. It's on HBO now?
Yeah.
It's
on HBO Max.
Okay. I'll add it to my list. Let me just tell you guys, sidebar, I watched three movies last night, three brand new movies that I bought on iTunes, all of which are some of the most wretched films I have ever seen in my
life.
Why are
you buying random films on iTunes then?
Because they're on sale and they're like new and I'm, looking for content. Well, I take that back. Two of them I bought. One of them was on Amazon. It was the, what I think we were talking about doing an episode on it actually, Bliss.
You were.
I don't even know what that movie is.
Yeah, we won't be doing an episode on that movie. It was, but then I bought, I don't even remember what they're called. They were so bad. The Broken Hearts Club, whatever.
Oh. Two Hearts or something.
Oh my God. Literally
so awful. Or the Heartbreak Gallery or something you bought.
Yeah, the Broken Heart Gallery or whatever. Okay. I paid $15 for that, turned it off after 35 minutes. The only reason I made it to 35 minutes is because I paid for this and I was like, I got to keep going. It was so, the actress in that movie literally made me want to jump off my balcony. It was just awful. And then I bought, I don't even remember what it was called. It was with the girl that I can't stand from. She's on Big Little Lies. No, I would spend an entire week with Dakota Johnson if I never had to. Is Shailene Woodley? Can't stand her.
Shailene Woodley Rogers, you mean?
Whatever the fuck. She annoys the living hell out of me. She was in this movie. And I think I made it through 20 minutes of that one. And I paid.
What was it called?
I don't remember.
Oh.
I'll find it. I'll tell you later. It's just, it was awful. It was.
Well, can I point back to your Heartbreak Gallery or Heartbreak, whatever? Because when you first started saying this, I kept thinking about the Broken Hearts Club from the early 2000s. Do you know this movie?
No. What is that?
Okay. Because I was
that the gay one?
Yes. I was really love this. Dean Cain. I was I really do like this movie. I was why is he bringing up some old school shit?
Yeah, it's cute.
I just always think about that movie. It's really good.
That's not
movie.
What I was talking about. No, this was the there's no known actors in that movie. It's it was just awful. No, you know who's in it? You know who's in the one with the Shailene, whatever her name is?
Oh.
Jamie Dorian from 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, look at that.
It's awful.
We circled that right around.
Yeah. Anyway,
Lena,
yeah,
you're full next. Circle.
That was quite the digression.
That was a very big digression.
My apologies.
Wowza.
After giving Natalie shit for ranting for 5 minutes, now I'm feeling bad about that.
Mine was a 90-second explanation of the movie. It's fine. But go ahead. Lena.
Oh, God. Guys, I'm just going to tell you that this episode is making me live in fear.
Almost put this on my list.
This is the one that I thought that we would have similar, but I'm going to go with fear. Mark Wahlberg, Reese Witherspoon. Fuck.
Damn.
That teenage crazy love. That
is a deep cut right there. That is
That's a great singles movie.
Yes.
It's so lovey and then it's not.
Yep.
Love
it.
I should have put that on my list.
I thought you were going to, but I was you know what? I'm going to say it first if she's not going to bring it up.
I love this movie. I cannot say it enough. I love this movie. Mm-hmm. Great pick.
I don't think I've seen that since it came out. What, 20 years ago or something?
Oh, it's on TV all the time.
It's on all the time.
We watch it.
And whenever it's on, I put it on.
Yep.
Love it so much. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to jump off of Sean's little theme of his recent pick and about hot folks and steaminess, and it's also
sexually
a franchise
frustrated
for maybe for sexually frustrated people.
Okay.
I think it could be for all people.
Would that be you right now, Natalie?
We are all people.
It's been an awful year.
Touche.
So this is a franchise of two movies. The second not as good as the first, but still visually so wonderful that I'm not mad at it. Lena, do you know what I'm talking about?
I don't think you've given us enough of a clue.
Yeah. Say it again.
Give us something else.
I'm not going to say it again. I'm going to go.
It's what?
I said, I'm not going to say it. I'll just say that it's Magic Mike.
Oh. Yes,
I think this is a perfect single.
If you had said that we've seen the show 3 times, then I would have been okay, I know what this is.
Yeah, we've seen the live show 3 times.
Oh wow, I've never seen either of the
front
movies.
Row, front and center.
You haven't seen either show. Movie?
I know, I'm a terrible gay. I'm sorry. I've never seen either of them.
Oh my God,
man, Sean, I don't understand.
Well, maybe I'll watch them this week.
So this is, I mean, honestly, maybe this for straight men that are single, this is maybe not the franchise for you unless you're wanting to know what revs up the engine of literally everybody else other than straight men.
Matt Bomer is in this, and he's so good.
Sean, I mean, I do enjoy me some Matt Bomer.
You are missing out. Like, and also Channing's dancing is unbelievable.
I always call him Tatum Channing. I don't know. I know. Channing Tatum, right? Okay.
Did you say that one for Tor Tor?
No, I didn't. The second one has a guy that was like, he's on Ellen's show, and I went to college with him, and Twitch. And so it's funny. She was like, and she loves Channing, and she was like, this is like my dream.
I hope you didn't just out your friend.
No,
no. Okay. Oh, and so she's a huge fan of ours.
And no, I know. I know Tori. I actually give her a shout
just
out.
Texted us, and it was our year anniversary or 2 year anniversary of the show, of going to the live show.
Yeah, and I got a little bit of a broken nose from one of the dancers. But
okay, only you, Natalie. Only you would get a broken nose at the Magic Mike strip show. Okay, in Vegas.
That's because she slammed her face into his crotch.
I did not my face into it. He's pulled my head into his crotch so hard.
And she has no control over her body.
Yeah, exactly.
And his jeans were so tight. There was no give when I hit.
This is a PG-13 show for the children. Nobody wants to hear about your face in some stripper's crotch, Natalie.
Good times, man. Good times.
That was funny.
Remember when we used to things?
Some of the best live like entertainment I've seen.
Oh yeah.
I know. Like
so fun.
Some of the best.
What is live entertainment?
Oh, I don't know. I know. God.
I don't know. Okay.
All right. I'm now moving into my category of movies for people who are bitter, because I think this is my favorite love category. And this is actually my inspiration for this movie, because you can watch the stupid romantic comedies and whatever, we've all seen a million times, but these are like the real meaty ones where you're like, I am bitter and brokenhearted and whatever. And I just want to watch a movie that's going to make me like feel those emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And so my third to last one, because it's not my number three, is a movie that I know that we've talked about on the show before.
If you say Call Me By Your Name.
It takes place in Italy. It's just...
Oh, I know.
Why would that make me bitter?
I don't know.
Why would Call Me By Your Name
make me bitter? Because you're not the peach?
Well, thank God I'm not the peach now. I mean, good God. Who knows what he did with Timothy if he wasn't...
Wrong person.
No, this is a movie with Meg Ryan and Matthew Broderick.
It's just on my honorable mentions.
It's just the best, like,
you two in this movie. Oh my God.
Vengeful love movie. And it's kind of a rom com. It's like a backwards rom com, I guess. It's just so funny. And like, there's just, I think we talked about this before on the show, but like, there's a scene in this movie where Meg Ryan's ex is like, with his new woman and she's trying to get revenge, and it's like him at a park and there's like a monkey and lipstick and perfume, and he comes back and tries to explain to the new girlfriend like what he's like, no, there was a monkey and he was wearing lipstick, and like it's just like watching the scene play out is just so fucking hilarious. And the movie's called Addicted to Love, and if you've never seen this movie, I cannot recommend it enough.
Perfect for bitter people. Absolutely. Perfect.
So good. By the way, I just want to say that there is a Meg Ryan movie that I also think we've talked about on the show before, but it's called French Kiss. And it is not available anywhere on streaming platforms at all, ever. I have been looking for this movie for years. And Stassi, who's, I guess we shouldn't speak about her anymore from Vanderpump Rules, but she like tweeted about this last year. And like she and I had this conversation about it, because she tweeted like, why isn't French Kiss anywhere to stream? And it's not. And anyway.
Honey. I have the same conversation with two movies. One, Mannequin. And
Kim Cattrall.
Probably holding that one back.
Probably.
So, yes, Kim Cattrall. I love you. Please let us have this movie. I want this movie. I found it on Amazon, I think, for like $20. I'm probably just going to do it.
Buy the DVD. But like,
who fucking watches DVDs anymore?
Nobody. I don't even know how I'd watch a DVD, to be honest with you.
So frustrating.
I still have a DVD player, just in case.
I'm sure you do. That doesn't surprise me. Not at all.
I'd rather not have to buy it in that platform, but like, clearly I'm going to have to, because like, I love this movie. Anyways, that's not on my list.
Lena, what's your next one?
All right. My next one I'm going to say, which I feel like could be a double, but I'm going to double bubble anyways. Okay. One.
Do it.
Two.
Oh, I'm not going to say it at the same time.
Four, five, six, seven, eight. What's your number?
Oh, that's a good one. I like that. Is that another Anna Faris movie, right?
Yes, Anna Faris, Chris Evans.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Chris Evans. It's a treat for both men and women.
I want him to be my boyfriend from this movie. He is so perfect in this movie.
I'm going to one-up you because the movie that makes me think of Chris Evans is like the perfect man, perfect boyfriend, looks flawless in the film, is The Nanny Diaries. I don't know if you ever saw that one, but he looks so good in that movie and he's such like a nice, perfect guy in that movie.
I can't imagine in a movie called The Nanny Diaries that he has his shirt off as much as he does in this movie.
I mean, yeah,
he's
not
naked in this movie, only covered up by a guitar.
Multiple times. Totally naked multiple times.
Totally fair. It's a good movie. It's a very good
movie. Captain America bulge.
In fact, it makes me want to like
a different bulge.
You should buy it. It's such a good movie.
I own it twice. I don't know how that happened, but I have two of them.
Can you lend me your other copy?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to say one that I thought was going to be on Lena's list, but it's not looking like it is, which is interesting.
Nope. I only thought this and Fear. So
this movie I really love, and it kind of shows how difficult a relationship can be while still being wrapped up in a romantic comedy that you enjoy watching. But it does get really frustrating at times. And this is a Drew Barrymore, Justin Long film called The Distance.
Oh,
I love this movie.
This movie is so great.
Baby pigeons.
Like literally the friends are Charlie Day and Jason Sudeikis of Justin Long's. Like it's just everybody, Christina Applegate, like God, it's such a good cast. The movie is absolutely fantastic. Mm-hmm. The man from Invisible Man plays like the bartender at Drew Barrymore's like restaurant that she works at.
Oliver Jackson Cohen.
Yeah.
Really?
So okay. He's in
now
it.
You've piqued my interest.
Yeah. So this movie, it's like, it has really real conversations.
He's also in What's Your Number?
Oh, yeah, that's right too. Yeah.
Yeah. He plays Ari Grainer's fiance. Yeah. Husband.
Wow. Okay. I'm buying that shit right now. I don't care how much
it is. Dude, if you have my thing, I don't think you use it, but it's on there. It's great.
It's a good movie.
Yeah. But so this movie, I just like,
I forgot about this movie.
Yeah.
Good. So this it's just a good one.
It's hard because it's like, they go through their long distance. Like they meet I think she's on an internship in New York and, you know, so they have this like bi-coastal long distance relationship and showing how hard it is for them to do it. But they have such great chemistry. You want them to be together and you're just kind of with them through this really tough time that you're like, oh, I'm really glad I don't have to fucking do this. You know, like this seems
they were exhausting. Together at that time, though, right?
I think they were together in real life then. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's a great, it's great movie.
Really good movie.
Huh.
And I actually can tolerate Sudeikis. I think mostly because Charlie Day is so goddamn funny and they're usually in the same scene together. And Charlie Day is just like, oh my God, he's so
they're
amazing.
Great. So great.
Yeah. Huh. And I love Justin Long.
What's it called again?
Going
the distance. Okay.
I don't feel like it was like super well known.
No,
I haven't really heard anybody talk about it, but it's one of my, like, I really love this movie and I love Justin Long.
I call it the Baby Pigeons movie. I love this movie.
And why is it for single people?
Because it's like you want to be single after seeing how tough this long distance relationship is.
Gotcha.
You know, like it is exhausting and you're like, this seems like the better choice to choose.
Or you're single and you meet this guy and now you're like, seriously? And it's like that struggle of like, do we do this or do we not do this? Do I be with you or do I be single?
Mm-hmm.
It's so good though, because it's all comedy, but it's tough decisions.
Don't judge my choice, Sean.
No, I'm not. I've never seen it. I can't judge it. I'm just curious.
It's a great pick. Sean, I think you'll really
like
it.
How it fits. Okay. Yeah. Lena.
I'm up next. Okay. So top two, I guess, and I left them at the top because I figured One, I know Natalie has seen another one. I don't think you guys have seen it, but I'm going to go with this one first because I really enjoy this movie because I am an older woman. And sometimes young men
I believe it's women
come into my life. And if that younger man wants to be Brian Greenberg, I would be more than happy
to
allow him to come into my life because I am obsessed with him. And the movie is called Prime with Uma Thurman, Brian Greenberg, and Meryl Streep. It is
I totally forgot about this movie.
I figured. And I was like, this movie, I think I watched because you told me about it.
Yeah.
And I randomly like had to watch it, or I watched it randomly one day and I was like, oh my God, why have I not seen this movie? I love it so much.
Brian,
have you seen it?
There's a scene that takes place in the retail store in which I worked. Not in the same city, not the same exact store, but the same type of store. And I just remember being so excited that Meryl Streep was in this retail store.
Did they film it at your store back in the day?
No.
No.
In New
York.
Oh, okay.
It took place in New York.
Gotcha.
And I think originally when like you mentioned this movie, I think I always got it confused with The Truth About Cats and Dogs because the poster is on the bench in New York. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's a good movie.
This is a great completely movie. Different. This is such a great movie. It's such a great movie.
Never seen it.
Oh my God, Sean, you got to put this on. I really think you'll enjoy this movie. Meryl Streep is hysterical.
Yeah, she's great.
I feel like I've got some really good takeaways from this episode. I'm enjoying it.
Good.
Yeah.
All right. So my next one for people who are bitter, this is one of my all time favorite movies. It's probably one of my favorite ensemble casts of all time. And it's actually, it's a drama that I would venture to guess that a lot of people have not seen. It stars some of my favorite people. Jude Law is in this film. Natalie Portman is in this film.
Oh.
Julia Roberts is in this film. And
I'm a fan of this movie.
It just...
And Clive.
And Clive. Life sucks, and this movie will make you glad that you are single. Like, you will be so happy that you are not suffering from love in this film after watching it. But it's also really
suffering
depressing.
Suffering watching the movie.
You're going to be suffering because it's really depressing. But I love this movie so much. And it's called Closer.
Love?
Closer. Closer.
See, that's... I was trying to, like, pick movies that people would still feel good watching.
No,
like, of course,
that was not my mission.
Oh, that's
talk about that.
Like movies
said,
for single people. Like watch
at the beginning.
Instead.
These are all movies that at the end people will feel good that they watched this movie.
I have literally just told you that I've broken them down into three categories. We are finally in the category for people who are bitter, like me.
Oh my God.
And this is a great movie. If you're bitter and you're like, you know what, fuck love. This is what happens when you fall in love.
Okay.
Get this experience. So
I'm bitter because that movie sucks.
No,
I know a lot of people like this movie. I've just like I've never really been a big fan.
Oh my God, it's like a masterclass in acting. It's so good.
I know a lot of people say that, and I've tried to watch it multiple times, and I'm just like, it's just not for me. It just isn't.
Let's move on.
So my last one that is not like an honorable mention that I have, as Lena chokes down this very strong.
Oh man, it is tough.
But how great do you feel?
My mouth is salivating. I don't know.
She's like, my mouth is numb.
My mouth might be numb. So this is a movie that I really love. And I think it also works perfectly as a cautionary tale to relationships, to marriage. And it's one of those movies that's may scare the shit out of you while also entertaining you thoroughly. And I know this may get not a great rap, but I will defend this movie with all my might. And it is Enough. Jennifer Lopez.
Oh my God. Was not expecting that, actually.
Fucking
like, not
what?
Even a little bit. I love it. I was not expecting it. I actually thought you were going to say my number one. And I was like, what is going on here? The J-Lo Enough was definitely out of left field. So kudos to you.
Holy shit. You know what? I should have fucking known. I should have fucking known you've been waiting for the day to fucking say this movie.
Oh, yeah. You know I have. I fucking love this movie. Like, it's never going to be like on any top 10 lists of like great things. So when Sean said
it's
this,
it's not on the list of anything. I actually think they've removed it for
this. This is not even on the top list of J-Lo movies. Let's be honest.
Oh my God. I love this movie.
Oh God. For fuck's sakes, man. Wow.
I don't even know if I remember this movie. When did it come out?
Oh,
I'd have to look it up. I don't know.
But
man.
who's the guy that she's her ex-husband or husband or?
Is this with Jay Hernandez, the guy that's like obsessed?
No.
With
him?
No.
Okay. Never mind. I don't know what's going on.
That's The Boy Next Door.
But that's
right?
Not Jay Hernandez. That's Ryan Guzman.
What
from the Cleansing Hour.
Same thing. Okay.
So it's not Billy Campbell. And so this movie.
Billy Campbell. That's it.
He's yes, like yeah. her abusive
came out
husband.
2002. Right? Yes.
Abusive husband. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And Noah Wiley's in it and he plays a bad guy. And
oh,
I just
shit.
Want Noah Wiley as a bad guy and everything. And he never plays a bad guy. And it really bothers me. And I really would like that to change because okay. he does such a good job in this movie. I just love it.
I used to
fun.
Have the biggest crush in the world on Noah Wiley. That's all I'm
me
gonna say.
Me too. Really?
Oh my God.
From ER, I was obsessed with him.
Yeah. I didn't even watch ER, but like I wanted to watch ER just for him.
Yeah. He's adorable. And, but. He does such a good job as like a kind of swarmy, like slimy guy in this movie.
I don't like that word swarmy. Whenever you say that, it's so creepy.
I think it's smarmy. I don't think it's swarmy.
You know what?
God.
Like it.
What's happening?
It's a swarm.
Swarmy? Did you just make up a word out of context again?
Maybe she did.
How many times do we have to do that on this show?
She you know says swarmy a lot and it creeps yeah. me out.
I like it. It's my word, man.
Okay. Okay. Noah Wiley, swarmy. Take
oh,
a sip.
God. Okay.
Great. Good.
Great. Excellent.
Oh, okay. We moving on?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
Good
it's
times.
It's your go.
Your go, man.
Is it mine or Lena? I feel like Lena, it's yours.
Lena, what was the last one you said?
I said prime.
Mm. Oh, then it's definitely your turn.
Yeah.
It's my turn?
Yeah.
Oh, so that was your number yeah. one, quote unquote. Okay, got it.
Is this your last one, Lena?
This is my last one. I still have two honorable mentions, but we don't have to mention them because I've said a lot, I feel like.
Okay.
But this one is definitely, if we were numbering stuff, this is the number one
okay.
movie, which neither one of you have seen this movie. I guarantee it. It's from 1996. You know, I love my 90s movies.
I was going to say, here we go. Reality Bites.
It stars Christian Slater and Mary Stuart Masterson.
Untamed Heart?
No, that is with John
Christian
Travolta. No.
Oh.
It's Christian Slater and...
Yeah, it's Christian Slater.
Yeah, it's Christian Slater.
Where he gets the baboon heart? Slater.
That's what he gets the bamboo heart.
But that's like a thriller. This is a love
it's
story.
It's not a thriller at all, actually.
Oh, Untamed Heart? I've never seen it. I'll tell you right now, I didn't like Christian Slater. This is the only thing that I was like, oh my God, I like love this movie.
My ex-girlfriend in high school was obsessed with Christian Slater. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, really?
We can move on now. Yeah.
Okay. So it's a romance film and it was written and directed by this guy named Michael Goldenberg, which I find strange because when you look at him, his like filmography, he only has four things. He directed this movie first. And then he like co-wrote like a couple things, and one of the things was Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix. He went from like not doing this to nothing to then,
that's a career
I don't know,
jump.
Super strange. Anyways, so it's Mary Stuart Masterson, and she's like this business exec person, and her parents like abandoned her, so she was like adopted, and like her father, adopted father, never really cared about her, so she was like, whatever. And then I guess he died. So she's in her, I think it's in New York, but like she's crying in her window. And all of a sudden she gets like a bouquet of flowers the next day at her office or at her home or something.
Oh, this had one of my all-time favorite songs in this movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't remember the song, but I remember I can hear the song. Bed of Roses.
I feel like it's that, but I looked it up and it's not that.
Is it Bed of Roses?
No.
Oh, never mind. Different movie.
Anyways, but I know what song you're talking about.
Yeah.
Anyways, so she goes, and he owns a flower shop. Of course I love this movie.
It's not called Bed of Roses?
The movie's called Bed of Roses.
That's what I just said.
Yeah, but I haven't said it. Didn't I say it?
No.
Oh. I haven't said it yet.
Oh, then yeah. I thought you were talking about the song. Sorry, I thought I said the movie already. I'm drunk. Yes, have you seen it?
I think I saw it a long time ago, back in the 90s. Oh,
it's so good. I love it so much. And he's got that gorgeous rooftop, like, garden area. So cute.
Now I got to figure out what this song is called, because it's going to drive me crazy. Better.
I thought it was the song Insensitive, but it's not.
So that is a good song. I think I that might be in it.
It's not, because so I haven't have the seen soundtrack this movie. Here.
So why?
It's called Independent Love Song.
Yeah, was by Scarlett.
Yep. Yes. Oh my God. Yes. Yeah. I totally love that song. So
also
much.
Guess who's in it? Pamela Aldon.
I don't know.
Josh Brolin. Like, it's really, really a sweet, sweet, sweet movie, because she just got a horrible life. And then this guy is just so nice, and he just like keeps coming back and like wanting to give her all these things. And she's like, get away from me. People don't do this to me. And he's like, no, I want to do this for you. It's such a sweet movie. It's really, really, really sweet.
That's cute.
So does this make singles think that like there's a chance that something will happen to them in the future? Like, hold out hope?
Well, I think what it is maybe because it's, you know, also like you think that you're like, get away from me. Like, no, I don't want this from you. But then like you like let your guard down or your walls down. And then this guy is like a great guy, you know, and like you're like, oh, I can do this. It's like you just put up so many walls and so many like requirements and whatever it is. And then you realize, oh, like, he's actually really perfect, and like to really like see it, you know, it's really good. But that was another thing I was going to say earlier. I didn't want to say it, but like, you can't find this movie anywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate that.
It's so annoying to me.
I got to find that song.
I can't even watch it then.
Yeah.
No.
Thanks, Lena.
That's annoying.
Thanks.
If it comes out, but I swear to God, it used to be on TV all the time, because I watched it all the time.
Yeah,
anyways,
you would think
I don't know.
The new streaming movement, you would think that like all these like companies, like I know that French Kiss is like 20th Century Fox film. So it's like, you know, they've got the rights to it. Like, just remaster it or whatever you need to do and just get it on streaming platforms, please.
Yeah.
All right. Natalie, did you do your number one?
Yeah. Okay. That's enough. And also, the word is smarmy.
Smarmy.
Yes, that's the word I was.
That's what I said.
Yeah. I flipped the W.
Yeah, but you always say smarmy.
I flip it to a W. I always say smarmy.
Yeah, okay. You do.
I flip it to a W. Yeah. I like that better. I don't like smarmy. What kind of
you
word
like
is that?
Swarmy?
Yeah.
Okay. You're so special. I love it.
Like a gyro sandwich.
No.
Swarmy sandwich.
Okay. So my last one is, it fits into the For People Are Bitter, kind of, but I think when we talked on the phone last night, I gave you guys a preview and said that I had a horror movie on my list. And this movie for me, it's kind of recent. It's one of my all-time favorite movies. And it's a movie about marriage and family that you marry into. And I think the only reason that I picked this movie for people who are bitter is because of the last scene, the very last scene in this film. She's sitting on the staircase smoking her cigarette and she's just fucking like over it all. And I feel like that kind of sums up like my perspective of love. I'm literally sitting out there in the wedding dress with the cigarette, just being like, fuck the family or whatever. She hates his family or whatever, because she killed them all. It's called Ready or Not. And it is a gem of a film. If you've not seen it, I hope you've seen it if you listen to this podcast, because we talk about it all the time. But yeah, I love the movie. And it actually felt like a good Valentine's movie to watch, because it's got like the romance and the love. And then it just ends with like, just fuck you, they all die.
I actually think it's on sale. I think it's on sale for like $4.99.
Is it really?
Or was.
If it's on sale, you don't own it, buy it. It's so great. So
I do love the
Can I tell you what I thought you were going to say?
Natalie, what were you going to say? What did you say, Natalie?
Sorry, I was saying that I do love the idea of like a horror movie for Valentine's Day if you're single. I think that's a fun thing to do.
Yeah, I actually think I'm going to watch it on Valentine's Day. It's going to be my treat.
I know.
What were you going to say, Lena?
Well, that's why I said fear. But I thought you were going to say Invisible Man.
I mean, kind of.
Yeah.
kind of in the same vein, actually.
It's like, actually, yeah. actually totally fits into this category.
Yeah. I think the reason that I picked this one over that is just because of the fact that you get kind of like the romance in the beginning and you can tell that they're happy and then in love. Yeah. And then literally like over the course of the movie, it just changes. And then she wins at the end. And I love it.
Yeah, no, it's a great movie. I love that
It's
movie.
Like the perfect, like vengeful I single person. I love
Samara. She's the best.
Yeah, same. I want her to do more. I don't know. I want her to do better.
she's getting wrapped up in a few things.
Yeah, I haven't really enjoyed anything she's done since then, but I have high hopes for her still. Cool. Well, that was a fun movie.
I have three kind of honorable mentions.
What? Natalie. Oh my God. You couldn't have like squeezed them in with the rest of us? Like, what the fuck?
Because they're not really.
Oh God, you can't but help it.
In the beginning, you should have done those.
It's literally, and then you give me shit for having too many movies. And then I'm like, well, we could use honorable mention. Like instead of calling them honorable mention, I tried to like bring them into the episode.
Fine. I have two more I can tell you if you want. Yeah. I can rate my whole list of 35 if you like.
I think you should.
Oh my God.
Do it.
Just to say, Addicted to Love was one of those. So okay, I'm glad you had that on there. But in the same vein of Ready or Not and, you know, fear and doing a horror movie, Midsommar, that is the perfect be thankful you are single movie.
And getting revenge and this man, on your cheating lover movie too.
And that this man is not your boyfriend.
Yeah, exactly.
And then in a more heartfelt, you know, I think look at your life. I think I've talked about this movie a couple of times. It's not the best movie, but it made me think a lot about, you know, opening up and dating and, you know, and this is a Feast of Love. Have you guys ever seen this movie?
No idea what
Greg Kinnear and Morgan Freeman.
No,
it's got a really big cast. And it's like this romance drama type of movie that just kind of explores all these different couples and the inner workings of their relationship and what works and what doesn't work, and is a really, really interesting movie. And so it's Feast of Love. Okay. So it's a little bit talking about, even if you knew something was going to end, would you still proceed with having that love for such a limited time or save yourself from getting hurt?
Interesting. I would vote for just fuck it. No thanks. But I'm also I'm very bitter. And so
it's kind of, it's interesting where it's like, you know, I had a lot of conversations with myself after seeing this movie, which I think is good. You know,
were you talking to yourself about it or like,
in the theater, people were like, can you shut up?
So
your
mind
is interrupting me.
What would you do, Natalie? Would you go for it or would you?
Well, I like right after I saw this, it came out in 2007 and I was like, okay, you know what? I'm going to put myself out there and I'm going to date. And I did a lot of internet dating. Obviously things did not pan out well in that department, but I was, you know, I was like, you know, I'm going to go out and try and put my heart on the line and see, I may get hurt, you know?
And now you've got your stars in your bedroom.
And now I'm just alone with the stars in my room.
You got Lena. You got me.
So, well, I'm just going to mention my two because these are, so I thought that Natalie might have a couple that mixed in. So these are the only two randoms I had that I was going to like throw in there in case she said the same ones I said. And we all know this movie, Amy Schumer, Trainwreck. Ooh. I love this movie. It is a train wreck. Sometimes I can be a train wreck, but I still like have hope when I watch this movie that someone will find my train wreckness adorable. I don't know.
I'm sure it's still coming, Lena. Don't you worry.
We'll see.
I love it. I love this movie.
And then just a true and tried story that never gets old, Shakespeare in Love.
Oh,
this is one of my favorite movies. And we're done. Juliet, that's come on. The they both die.
Thank you for joining us on the Martini Scale. Fuck's sake.
Both
you had to
die.
Ruin it. You had to ruin it, Gwyneth fucking Paltrow, didn't you? You just had to go there.
It's the only movie I like her in.
I still haven't seen it.
Yeah,
I know you haven't. So you can't. You have to shut up your mouth because you can't say.
I just was laughing. I didn't really say anything.
Didn't this come out around the time of like the Romeo and Juliet in the '90s?
Nope. Way after. Way after.
Really? Yeah. Okay.
I know. I was surprised somebody said Romeo and Juliet.
I can't remember.
No, because I don't like the movie.
Stupid.
Oh my god.
I mean, why didn't we just say Titanic? I mean, it's just like duh. Like no.
No, because it's not the same.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay, you know what? From now on, I'm going to insist that we do not use honorable mentions. You find a way to work them into the fucking episode because I tried that this time. And
you are the king of honorable mentions. So you just write this down right now.
And so you're gonna record this
and we're going to play
it. I decided to approach it from a different perspective this time. Mm. And this is what I get. I get JK, we have honorable mentions at the end and whatever.
Well, because you didn't have a format. I asked from the beginning. It's fine. Could have narrowed it down, but then you listed off four movies right off the bat.
I did. It's fine.
You threw me off.
I know. I'm sorry that happened to you.
Lena. I could list off the rest of my 35 if you.
It's okay. Like. We'll save that for next.
Run them through. List them off.
No. Okay. Eat, Pray, Love.
Baby, I have that on my honorable mentions.
Wild Girls Trip. Friends with Benefits. Mm-hmm. Wedding Singer. Anyways, moving on.
Oh, I forgot Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. I didn't say.
Oh
that.
Yeah, you told me that. Yeah.
Yeah.
See, things like that. That those were like the easy peasy.
The Holiday, but what else?
You got
Pretty
Woman. Like,
that's not on my list.
Those are rom coms, man. Yeah. Pure rom coms.
First
Girls people. Trip. Come on, that is a singles movie.
Yeah, okay. Girls Trip is totally a singles.
Okay, singles it's been real. As always, we want to thank you for listening. For more information, please be sure to visit themartiniscale.com, where you can find links for all of our social channels in addition to show notes and more.
If you haven't already, please head over to Apple Podcasts and rate and review us. It helps others discover the show.
We'll see you next time.
Cheers! Bye!